This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, and I recently decided to give Sterling Soap Company's Ground Breakfast Blend coffee a try. While brewing, the aroma was inviting, and the taste? Lightly sweet and delicious, as the texture of this amazing coffee was sweet and smooth, as I experienced a coffee with a velvety texture, almost creamy. Sterling's breakfast blend is light but in no way weak, with a high quality taste and smell. My wife and I are now hooked on Sterling Soap coffee, and you should be too. Check out their coffees and other products at sterlingsoap.com. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com.
What if I told you that in early football history, taking a 20-yard loss didn't ruin your drive? It gave you a brand new first down. It sounds crazy, but in the late 1800s, running backwards on purpose was actually a legitimate strategy to keep the ball. We have more on this story with our football archaeologist specialist, Timothy P. Brown, coming up in just a moment.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pig Pen, your portal to positive football history. And it's Tuesday, and it's a special day of the week. We get to talk to our friend, Timothy P. Brown of FootballArchaeology.com. Tim, welcome back to the Pig Pen.
Hey, Derek. Good to be back. And I couldn't think of anything funny to say, any kind of dad jokey sort of thing. But, you know, this is a story about, you know, we all know about 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Today we're going to talk about losing 20 yards in a cloud of dust.
Well, you're never at a loss for words, but tonight you're going to be at a loss for yards. So yes. And there's your dad joke in that. All right. Of course, we're referencing Tim's tidbit that's sort of initiated this conversation. He titled it Losing Yards for First Downs. Tim, what can you tell us about this story?
Yeah, it's so a lot of times when we do these tidbits, obviously, Darren alerts me in advance which ones we're going to talk about. But most of the time, you know, I just go back, reread my article and, you know, then just sit here and talk about it. And, but this one got me, and partly because I'm doing other research in the time period, but it got me to go back and do additional research, which I'll maybe hint at a little bit tonight because I haven't finished the research, but, you know, so it's just the idea, you know, so there was a period in football history when you could get a first down by gaining yards or by losing a certain number of yards. And so that may seem really strange, but you know, you kind of have to go back to why we had the rule about 3 downs to gain 5 yards, you know, how that came about. And so, you know, that occurred because in like 1880, 1881, in 1880, football went to the rule of possession. So one team controlled the ball, right? And kind of by habit or by custom, whatever, if you didn't move the ball, teams would punt, right? It wasn't a rule. You didn't have to, but maybe after a couple of downs, if you didn't, you know, if you couldn't move the ball, you punted to get it out of, you know, bad territory. But so in, you know, what Princeton ended up doing was they basically wanted to stall. So they, when they played Yale, and so they just, you know, the rules were such that if you had won the previous year's championship and then like the there was a tie for the league championship the next year, then you retained the title. So they said, okay, so there's really no reason for us, you know, we'd be perfectly happy with a tie. So they went ahead and, you know, they basically stalled against Yale, and everybody hated it. It was, you know, the most boring thing you could, you know, you can imagine. So in 1880, for the 1882 season, Camp suggested the rule, you know, basically the system of downs. So in that rule in 1882, you could get a first down either by gaining 5 yards or losing 10.
Okay.
And the initial rationale for the losing 10 was, you know, bad snap, fumble, you know, kind of chancy sort of things they didn't want a team to be hurt too badly for those things. So if you lost 10 yards, you got a fresh set of downs. Well, so, you know, so in 1883, it was 5 yards. And then they changed it to, 10 yards. He had to lose 10 yards to get a set of first downs. And then I've been searching for instances of people abusing this, and I'm having trouble finding those instances. But there must have been some, either they just felt the threat was enough of somebody using this for stalling, or, yeah, whatever. But in 1887, they made it, you had to lose 20 yards. So again, I'm searching for instances of that. That's the research, you know, that I'm doing right now. And then by 1900, they changed the rule to say you can only lose that 20 yards once in a set of possessions, right? So if you lose 20 yards twice, well, that's too bad. The second time you just lost 20, you know, you don't get new downs. And then finally in 1904, they just got rid of that whole thing, right? So it was still 3 yards or 3 downs to gain 5 yards, but they eliminated the loss side of things. So, and then, like, especially kind of retrospectively, as they were changing stuff in like 1890, like for the 1900 season, people were kind of saying, well, the reason they had this rule was to counter the block game, you know, thing. So it's, which still doesn't really make too much sense to me, but anyways. So it wasn't just the fact that they were trying to guard against, you know, bad luck. There was also part of the strategy was this whole block game thing. And I've got some quotes by, you know, Camp about it, but they kind of don't really make sense. You know, I don't know if it was the language of the time or they just didn't quote him properly or what, but it's, so far it's not making sense to me. So I got to, you know, kind of look into it more. But all I can really say is that by the end of the century, people were positioning it much more as this is a way to avoid block games. And that was the rationale behind the rule. So it's just a strange thing, but I mean, let me just read the rule when they first instituted it. It's rule 93 in the 1882 rule book. If in 3 consecutive runs and downs, a team shall not have advanced the ball 5 yards or lost 10, they must give it up to the opposite side at the spot where the fourth down is made. Consecutive means without leaving the hands of the side holding it. So, again, not the language we would use today, right? But so, you know, you kind of have to read it about 10 times to start figuring it out. And have read a lot of other stuff like it. So anyways, just an, you know, one of those oddball little things that existed in football for a while. And then, you know, they just said, we don't need this anymore. And they, you know, I mean, it's like things like the return kick is another one of those, you know, it's like an appendix thing that it was part of the game for a long time into the 60s, you know, like you could catch a punt and punt it back to the other team, you know, which you can still do in Canada, but not here, but nobody did it, you know, even though it's legal, you know, other than a couple of high school coaches, you know, who would sneak that into their plays, you know, a couple of times a season, nobody did it. And free kicks were like that, you know, hardly anybody has a chance to do it. And, you know, so anyways, those kinds of things are fun little instances where this thing hangs on, even though hardly anybody does it, makes use of it. And they finally just said, let's get rid of this stupid thing, you know, and then they do.
Well, they both those rules just sound so foreign to our modern years because we've been programmed to never retreat. You know, you go forward till you can't go, and then you punt it. You know, to go backwards to get rewarded for it is almost, you know, it's almost sinful. You know,
it's kind of like, you know, the UFL rule about, you know, you get an extra point if you kick a field goal from beyond 60 yards. Okay, well, yeah. Hey, Billy, go lose 2 yards on this play. Right. You know, I mean, in the right situation, the end of a half, end of a game, that's the play to make, right?
Yeah, yeah. I guess maybe the closest thing we would have to today is if a team's trying to run out the clock and they are ready to score and they just fall, you know, fall down at the 1 yard line or something so they don't score. And,
yeah.
keep possession and whatever.
But. Yeah, running the ball out of the end zone for safety, you know, kind of
right.
Some of the similar tones, but
yeah. Wow, good stuff. And you know, you always have some really unique items like this that you write about and you talk about. And maybe you could share with folks where they can take in some of this information you're putting out.
Yeah, sure. Just go to footballarchaeology.com. It's a Substack site, so you can subscribe, you can follow, you can bookmark, you know, kind of whatever floats your football boat. And, you know, then obviously, you know, I'm here every Tuesday night, and we'll keep doing that for as long as we can, and as long as you'll have me.
Hey, we're 200 some episodes in. So
this is number 200. This is 205.
205. So that's a good amount of years there. That's over 4 years we've been
and
doing.
No, 205 podcasts and no accidents.
And no so accidents.
It's been a safe. OSHA's going to be very happy with this.
Yeah, I'm glad that you say no accidents, that the camera's, you know, above the waist, because you never know. You get some long sessions. No, just kidding. But we appreciate, Tim, you coming on here and sharing, you know, for 205 times coming on here and sharing one of your stories. And we'd like to do it again next week and make it 206.
Very good, sir.
Think you know your football history? It's time to put your pads on with the Pigskin Trivia Drive. Choose your play, go for a run, short pass, or risk it all with a long pass. Answer fast to rack up the yardage and reach the yellow line for a first down and earn an audible to wipe away those wrong answers. But watch out, that play clock has got you. We got 25 seconds before the penalty hits. Score as many touchdowns as you can in 5 minutes and claim your spot on the global leaderboard. Pigskin Trivia Drive, where your football IQ is the MVP. Play now at pigskindispatch.com.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, this is Joe Ziemba, and I'm the host of the podcast When Football Was Football here on the Sports History Network. This podcast is based on stories, events, and characters from my book called When Football Was Football, The Chicago Cardinals and the Birth of the NFL, which was written shortly after the Cardinals won their last championship in 1947, or so it seems. The reason for this message is twofold. First, to share the great news that the second edition of the book has just been released by McFarland Publishers. And all Sports History Network listeners can now enter a special Sports History Network contest for the opportunity to win one of two free copies of When Football Was Football. We'll be happy to include a personal inscription in each winner's book and then send it out to you with our best wishes. The new book contains about 80 more pages than the original, almost all new archival photos, additions within all chapters based on new research, and an update on the players, coaches, and administrators mentioned in the book. It's everything you ever wanted to know about the early Cardinals, as well as the NFL itself. To enter this free giveaway, go to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. Thank you.